Good morning and welcome to Focus. We're on site here at Mercer County High School in Aledo. And we're talking about the hygiene drive that they're having. It goes on until May 23rd, and it's to help Mercer County students. I've been talking here with Carissa Whitmire. Carissa, what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
And what town do you live in?
I'm in Aledo.
Okay. And you were telling me the school does provide hygiene products to the students, but the quality is low and there's not always enough to go around?
Yeah.
So tell me what some of the complaints are that you hear from your friends.
They're cardboard. They don't do anything. They don't absorb. And then they're just not restocked if you do need them.
And then I see, too, that you guys are looking for things like shampoo, conditioner, soap. Those are things the school doesn't provide?
No.
What do you think is important for the school to provide and that you would like people to donate here for this hygiene drive?
Like mini perfumes. Deodorant wears off, but perfume lasts hours.
And kids sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And let's go here and let's talk to Emma Shaw. Emma, where do you live?
In Keatsburg.
And what grade are you in?
Ninth.
All right, so you're in ninth grade. What items do you think that this hygiene drive can help bring to Mercer County High School for the students?
Like, just basically anything that could possibly help. Like, we were naming off, like, shampoo and stuff like that. And of course, new tampons, because, there's nothing to them.
You're asking the community, then, to come out and donate these items, right?
Yes.
And how can they do that?
Just buying stuff or, like, having new stuff and stuff like that, bringing it to the health department or even to the school eventually too. Because we're going to be put into like the bathrooms and stuff like that.
Okay, very good. All right, this is a mobile focus this morning. I'm going to walk around here and nurse navigator Melissa Hyostic is here. And Melissa, so you heard the concerns of some of the students about they don't have the items that they need or not the quality that they need. So this hygiene drive was created through May 23rd. What would you like to ask the public?
Just to come out and support your one of your local high schools, the student body here. Hygiene was found to be kind of an important concern amongst the students. And so any way that we can help support our school and help support the student body is great. So any products anybody wants to donate, they can drop them off at the high school or the health department. If anybody wants to donate monetarily, those donations can go to the health department.
All right, Melissa, I may come back to you. Let me come over here to Miss Janice Daniels. Hi there.
Hi.
Okay, so you're with the health department here at the high school. When you hear these concerns, does that surprise you at all that they need these items?
It surprises me that they need the conditioner, shampoo, deodorant, that kind of stuff, because even back when I was in school, we had the sanitary supplies in the women's bathroom. Quality was never as good.
And Melissa, did this come after some sort of survey or how did you get that information and know that this was a need to have the hygiene drive?
Well, several months ago we surveyed the student body here, and that was the number one concern of the entire student body. And then after we started this group after the first of the year, and they kind of reiterated the same thing, that hygiene is a big concern at the high school, and so any way that we can help improve that and improve the everyday.
Just improve everyday life with those items that we count on. And we all know what, I'm just going to say it, we all know what a high school smells like right around 2 o'clock in the afternoon after everybody's had PE. So let's talk about some of the items that we need. Melissa, I see shampoo, conditioner, soap, toothpaste, hygiene items as well.
Yep. Just really any type of combs, brushes, anything, mouthwash, dental floss. If we end up with any monetary donations, we're hoping to be able to get maybe some waterless shampoo and body wash. So then people who maybe don't have access to running water all the time can still wash their hair, wash their bodies, and then that can help everybody in the student body.
And I think this links back to some of the conversations we've been having about what the needs are in Mercer County and that we're seeing that there are greater needs than what we had originally imagined. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes, definitely. And that even the high school students are seeing that these needs are here, not just adults, and that they're paying attention and seeing it as well.
All right. Well, we hope everybody can help out. The hygiene drive runs now through May 23rd. Help Mercer County High School students, and you can bring those items to the health department. And even better, they are accepting monetary donations, which helps them to make the best use of the money and get the most items. Everyone, thank you so much. I don't have time to come around and thank you all personally, but appreciate it here at Mercer County High School. I'm Terry James. This has been Focus.